Once again, hello everyone, Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your guests here on the Good Stuff program.
Thank you so much. That's right. Happy to be here. Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and there's a reason. They're accountable, they're dependable, and they have the latest for all information that has to do with livestock industry. Make sure you go to tsln.com. You can subscribe right there, plus get the latest information that's hot off the press.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come spend some time in the Sandhills, the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.com or .org. Go to Merriman in western Cherry County and check out the Arthur Bowring Sandhills Historical Ranch. Maybe one of the great museums here in Valentine, or just a nice scenic drive on the Brown Lee Road. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. You know, spring is here. Passing, we'll be in summer before you know it. Baseball, everybody's getting ready for the Little League, all that kind of stuff. So I found something on baseball today. So I thought maybe we'd share that, and I do not know the author, but the following article with author unknown appeared in a recent South Dakota High School Activities Association newsletter. It is titled Coaches Never Lose. Now, this says it was recent, but it's out of a newspaper, and it's pretty yellowed and kind of cracked and stuff, so it's been a while. But it still rings true. A team can lose, any team can lose, but in a sense, a very real sense, a coach never loses. For the job of a coach is over and finished once the starting whistle blows. He or she knows that it's won or lost before play starts. For a coach has two tasks. The minor one is to teach skills. The second task, the major task, is to make men and women out of boys and girls. It's to teach an attitude of mind. It's to implant character and not simply to import skills. It is to teach the players to play fair. This goes without saying. It's to teach them to be humble in victory and proud in defeat. This goes without saying. But more importantly, it's to teach them to live up to their potential, no matter what the potential is. It's to teach them to do their best and never be satisfied with what they are, but to strive and to be as good as they can be if they tried harder. A coach can never make a great player out of a player who isn't potentially great, but he or she can make a great competitor out of any child. And miraculously, he or she can make a man or woman out of a boy or girl. For a coach, the final score doesn't read so many points for their team, so many points for mine. Instead, it reads so many men and women out of so many boys and girls. And this is the score which is never published. And this is the score that the coach reads to himself or herself, and in which he or she finds real joy when the last game is over. Something for us to partake in as we wrap up high school sports for the season and go on to summer activities.
That's right. Hey, and we just got this from Julie French, who is up at Ortonville, Minnesota, KDIO, 1350 AM, booming out of the Big Stone County. And, of course, we appreciate all of our listeners up there. And Julie, every once in a while when she has a chance, she's very busy, but she every once in a while comes across something and she's very willing to share.
It's always good.
It is always good. What do you think of this one? Hey, how are you? The eraser asked the pencil kindly. I'm not your friend, the pencil snapped. I hate you. Surprised and hurt, the eraser asked, why? Because you erase everything I write. I only remove the mistakes, the eraser replied gently. That doesn't make it right, said the pencil, but that's what I'm here for. It's my purpose. Then your job is meaningless. Writing is more important than erasing. To erase the wrong is just as important as writing the right, the eraser commented. The pencil paused, then quietly said, but I see you getting smaller each day. That's because I give a little bit of myself every time I help correct a mistake. I feel smaller too, the pencil admitted. We can't do good for others unless we're willing to sacrifice something. The eraser smiled. Then she looked at him and softly asked, do you still hate me? The pencil smiled back. How can I hate someone who gives so much of themselves? Each day we wake up with one day less. If you can't be the pencil that creates joy for others, be the eraser that wipes away their pain, planting hope and reminding them the future can still be better than the past. Be grateful. Always. Again, Julie French shared that. I thought that was great.
I'm going to ponder that story today. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.